I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. Authorities today released death certificates of the Rutland man who was killed by police in a shootout last week, as well as a second man killed in a related homicide. VPR's Mark Davis reports.
33-year-old Christopher G. Loris was killed by a gunshot wound to the head fired by police, the medical examiner ruled. He also suffered gunshots to his torso and extremities. He is the son of former Rutland mayor Chris Loris. His cousin, 34-year-old Nicholas Loris, died of gunshot wounds to the head and neck, authorities said. Nicholas Loris was found dead on a road in Salisbury hours after police killed his cousin. Vermont State Police have said the deaths of the cousins are related and that there is no suspect at large in the death of Nicholas Loris, but they have declined to provide more information. For VPR News, I'm Mark Davis.
Brattleboro police are reporting three separate incidents today in which drivers hit bicyclists or pedestrians. All three crashes resulted in hospitalizations, but no life-threatening injuries. This morning, a Massachusetts driver hit a 29-year-old woman on a bicycle. She was hospitalized with serious injuries, police say. After 11, a driver hit a 40-year-old man riding a bike, and just after noon, a 57-year-old woman was hit by a Mercedes while walking. Authorities are asking anyone with information to contact the Brattleboro Police Department. A challenge to Vermont's ban on high-capacity gun magazines is now before Vermont's highest court, and Vermont Attorney General T.J. Donovan filed a brief to the state Supreme Court in support of the 2018 law on Monday. Donovan's office notes two national gun control advocacy organizations, as well as 17 other states and the District of Columbia, also filed briefs supporting the ban. The law bans gun magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. It was passed last year, along with several other gun control measures, shortly after police arrested a teenager who was planning a school shooting in Fairhaven. The measures were signed by Republican Governor Phil Scott. Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont is urging Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to pass a resolution condemning President Trump's decision to remove troops from northern Syria. Leahy says the decision has allowed Turkey to attack Kurdish forces in the region, forces who were U.S. allies in the fight against ISIS. Leahy says it's critical for the Senate to send a bipartisan message against what he calls, quote, this foreign policy debacle.
It's a win for the dictator in Turkey. It's a win for the dictator in Syria, and it's a win for the dictator in Russia, and it's a loss. Republicans and Democrats agree it's a great loss for the United States of America.
Leahy says he's concerned that hundreds of ISIS prisoners have escaped during the current military crisis. And New Hampshire officials say the state's unemployment rate for September was 2.5%. That's unchanged from August and slightly higher than a year ago. Vermont will release its September job numbers later this week. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the 30s to around 40 degrees. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.